On a recent morning, a woman got up in her predominantly Latino neighborhood outside Warner Robins, and she drove off to work. Then, she says, she noticed a Houston County Sheriff's deputy parked nearby. He was waiting, she says. That is her voice, though we've altered it to hide her identity at her request. She says that she was only going a mile or two over the speed limit, but the deputy tailed her anyway.
He continued following me as if he were checking me until we reached the stop. There, he turned on the siren. At that moment, I thought, this is it.
Possibly the beginning of the end of 15 years living in the United States. The deputy asked for her license, and like many people living in the country illegally, she did not have one. When she got to the Houston County Jail, the staff there did what they've been doing routinely since 2009, scanned her fingerprints and sent them to ICE. Word came back from the feds, hold her until we can come get her, which they did. Then she spent more than 3 weeks in ICE's Irwin County Detention Center in South Georgia. She's out now on $10,000 bail, awaiting her day in immigration court. The woman says none of this would surprise anyone like her who has dealt with law enforcement in Houston County.
The majority just see you're Latino and they stop you.
I emphatically deny it.
Denying it is Houston County Chief Deputy Billy Rape. He says that his department does not target people like this woman. He says they're just enforcing basic public safety laws, and it's only by chance that they pull over people who have immigration issues. Indeed, the deputy who arrested this woman said in his report that she was driving far faster than she now claims.
Are all illegals murderers, rapists, drug users, drug dealers? No. So that's why we don't make the decision to turn them over to ICE or not. We let ICE tell us, do you need this person?
And ICE typically says yes. But curiously, ICE hasn't wanted to pick up nearly as many people arrested in neighboring Macon-Bibb County, a community with a similar population. County and city law enforcement in Houston arrest people with alleged immigration violations at a rate 4 times that of Macon-Bibb County. Bibb Sheriff David Davis says going too far to help ICE enforce immigration law would make his job harder to do by damaging trust with local immigrant communities.
If they're worried about getting arrested and sent away simply because they've overstayed a visa, they're not going to tell you about the drug seller that's living 2 doors down from them. I want that drug seller.
The Trump administration may not share Davis's philosophy. It has reordered ICE's priorities, and more people who've committed minor, nonviolent crimes are now facing possible deportation. Crimes like driving without a license. For GPB News, I'm Adam Ragusa in Macon.